I'm Laurel Bowman. Taiwan officials and defense analysts are bracing for intensifying pressure on the median line that has for decades helped keep the peace in the Taiwan Strait as China begins inspecting civilian shipping across the waterway. China's Fujian Maritime Safety Administration has launched a three-day special patrol and inspection operation, which is seen in Taiwan as retaliation for President Tsai Ing-wen's meeting in California with U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The foreign ministers of Iran and Saudi Arabia met in Beijing on Thursday for the first formal gathering of their top diplomats in more than 7 years after China brokered a deal to restore relations between the top regional powers. After years of hostility that fueled conflicts across the Middle East, Iran and Saudi Arabia agreed to end their diplomatic rift and reopen diplomatic missions in a significant deal facilitated by China last month. Ukrainian and Russian forces battled on Thursday in the streets of Bakhmut, eastern Ukraine's devastated fortress city, and Ukrainian soldiers said they were ready to launch their long-anticipated counteroffensive once the weather improves. On the diplomatic front, French President Emmanuel Macron urged Chinese leader Xi Jinping during talks in Beijing to use his influence to persuade Russia to halt the war and come to the negotiating table. A tornado in the U.S. state of Missouri has killed 5 people. Survivor Keith Lincoln tells local station KSDK-TV that the morning strike was terrifying.
I heard it coming. I shut the back door and then we all just run into the bathroom. We got in the tub and then pretty much you can hear it beating and all the trees are popping and everything like that. And it did sound like a train when it went over, right over the top of it.